Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to design your own custom workshop, equipment shed, barn, or living space? Well, now you can with Mueller's online 3D custom building design tool. You can dream big and then watch it become a reality. The possibilities are endless with our virtual metal building online configurator. First, choose your building size and color combination. Then start placing your doors and windows, overhangs, ridge vents, and more. You can even step inside your virtual building to view the structural components. Once your Mueller building is designed, simply save your project and click Get a Quote. Mueller's skilled engineers will then produce a free quote to your exact specifications and engineering requirements. It's that easy. Just go to MuellerInc.com and click on 3D Design Tool to start your building project today. Get a steel building you can trust from a company you can trust, a Mueller steel building. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a skilled sales representative today.
Today finished with an extremely quiet day for the cattle futures market. We were steady to 57 higher on the live cattle. October finished up 57 at 111.05. That was the strongest month. Everything else on the live cattle was pretty quiet. Same in the feeder cattle, with October down 2.5 at 143.47. November's up 15 at 143. Everything else on back was just 10 to 30 cents lower. The range from the high to the low today was about $1.20 to $1.40 on the feeder cattle. So again, to start the week like this is pretty kind of uncommon to what we've been seeing. Also, the Dodge City Cargill plant, which was stopped at the end of last week receiving cattle, looks like they're back and going this morning. So everything's back full steam ahead there. So no real impact. There was some concern that maybe there would be, but it doesn't look like that developed at all. And then the hog market today was up 10 in the December hogs at 68.05. Still ongoing concerns about the African swine fever, and it's moving. And then one group out of the USDA said that the Vietnam market had shrunk by about 20%. So still an ongoing thing, and the world market is still getting a little bit smaller in terms of hog production.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Today's grain markets gave a lot of the momentum back today, with wheat down 6 to 8 cents. So it was a disappointing trade there. The Kansas City December ended up the day down 8 at 425 3/4. Chicago was 524 1/4. So the spread between those two has reached a level that I can't recall a time we have seen something quite that wide, at about 98.5 cents. It's been on a steady uptrend for nearly a year now at this point. And we've been seeing the Chicago wheat over Kansas City for 3 or 4 years now, it seems like, as the front month it comes forward, the Chicago goes over it. And several reasons why that could be. Some people say that the Russian production has increased, and that's offset some of the global demand that the U.S. used to get, we're not been getting. And then here over the last week or so, we've seen several big purchases, and most of it comes out of the Black Sea region. Saudi Arabia bought about 605,000 metric tons. Ethiopia's put out a tender for about 600,000 metric tons. But they're just cheaper than we are, and closer to the North African countries that are typically big buyers of wheat. And so when you're cheaper, you know, the economics win the day, and we're overpriced at this point. But moving that extra grain will help ease some of the, or lower some of the supply on the world level. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.